This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. At a time of lower commodity prices, Farmers Business Network is attempting to give growers all of the tools to save money on inputs and purchase those inputs at the right time for their operation. FBN also is helping farmers to find new income streams via sustainability programs listed on the FBN platform. We will hear more from Ian Lohr of FBN next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
Ian Lohr is the Senior Vice President of Strategy at Farmers Business Network, and he says that a recent FBN survey of U.S. farmers found the top reason for delaying purchases for the 2025 season is due to a lack of cash.
Yeah, I think the commodity prices that growers are faced with right now are definitely creating some stress and leading to delayed buying decisions. You know, there's two main aspects or areas that FBN can help with regards to strategies for how to plan input purchases, and that's we can help with creating some better premiums when you're actually marketing your grain through our sustainability and regenerative ag platform. You can find that at FBN.com. But we're also trying to create more transparency and predictability with regards to when a farmer should think about buying inputs. And our Market Outlook report's a great way to find some information and educate buying decisions.
This year marks the 10th anniversary of Farmers Business Network, and Lohr says that the infrastructure investment by FBN in the state of Iowa allows the company to serve Iowa's farmers better than ever.
Yeah, we're celebrating 10 years of FBN this year, Mark, which is super exciting. We crossed 100,000 member milestone this year. Iowa's always been an epicenter for our membership. We also crossed 100,000 delivery milestone, which I think speaks to the scale of our business. And whether it's our facilities in Larchwood, our facility in Newton, you know, we can cover most of Iowa with a same-day or two-day delivery cycle, depending on the time of the year.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.